Hello and welcome to Richard's Roundup for August 2025 from Wealden Talking News, compiled and presented by Richard Foster and generously sponsored by the Piano Shop Kent. Nice to be with you. No music this time or the foreseeable future because this magazine is now available as a podcast and you can't use any copyright recordings at all on a podcast. That was mentioned as a possibility and it has now happened. So I'll start off just by giving our contact details and telling you how the magazine works. The contact details are as follows. If you want to ring our studio, the phone number in Heathfield, 01435 862 304. If you want to ring me, perhaps to go in for a competition or to make a comment on the magazine, I'll give you the main mobile number now, 07717 266490. For emails, if you want to email the studio in Heathfield, the address is studio@wealdentalkingnews.org.uk, and Wealden is Wealden. If you want to email me, it is mrafoster@gmail.com. Mr. R.A. Foster at gmail.com, but there is no dot between the two R's at the beginning of that email address. I'll give my contact details again when I've set the competition. If you receive this email, sorry, this magazine, not an email, if you receive this magazine through the post on a USB stick, obviously when you've finished with it, turn your machine off, take the stick out, put it in the wallet in which it arrived, turn the label over so the cut corner is facing in the opposite way, get it popped back in the post when you can, so the wallet and the stick come back to Heathfield for reuse. Also, if you get this on a stick, the magazine is tracked, so if there's something you don't want to hear, you can press the next track button on your machine and it'll take you to the next track. If there's something you want to hear again, press the previous track. And that is if you are getting this on a USB stick. This magazine, like all our recordings, is accessible on our website, which is wealdentalkingnews.org.uk. And now, this magazine, like all our other recordings, is available on a podcast. And if you have a smart speaker, the Alexa smart speaker, I won't say its name, but you will need it if you're going to ask it for this magazine. So if you want to try the podcast, you use the name of that speaker and then say these five words. Play Magazine Matters Podcast, Richard's Roundup, and you will get it. If you want to try it, see how you get on with the podcast. Obviously, if you really like it that way and you don't need the stick anymore, just let us know. And you can then just listen to it on the podcast if you just have a smart speaker by using those words. It probably isn't going to suit everybody, but if you want to try it, just see how you get on. And if you're happy to have it in that format and not the stick, just give our studio a ring. And we'll stop sending it to you. But I know a lot of people, like myself indeed, do like the convenience of the stick. But it's entirely up to you. So that's about the magazine. This will be just a solo effort this time. It'll only be my voice on the magazine. And it will be quite short. So we've now reached the competition slot, the July competition. The station name that was reversed to give a make of clock is, the station is Montrose, and you turn it round and you get Rosemont for the make of clock. And that was got by Amanda Foster, Sandy and Graham Riddle, Graham Chalmers, taxi driver, Janice Hart, David Clark, David and Jean Waller. Congratulations to all. And now I will set the August competition. This is an idea supplied by Adrian Hart. Thank you very much, and it's as follows. What do these place names have in common? Yes, place names, not places themselves. What do the place names have in common? Eastbourne, Haywards Heath, Liverpool, and Northampton. That's Eastbourne, Haywards Heath, Liverpool, and Northampton. If you want to have a go at that, you can either ring me on the mobile number that I gave earlier, a Vodafone number, 07 717 266 490, or you can send me a text on that number at any time. It's operating most days between about 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. and if you ring when it's not actually operating, you'll get a very long answer phone, so the voicemail message goes on for a long time. So I don't recommend that you do that, but you can if you want to. There's also the old Crowborough number, which is not attached to a phone now, it's just in the cloud. But it's a number that a lot of you know very well. If you're a long-standing listener, you can leave your answer on that. It is 01892 653 173. Or the most popular way for entering the competition is by email at mrrafoster@gmail.com. And hope you enjoy having a go if you want to do that. And for new listeners, if you ring up and your answer is not correct, it doesn't get a mention. So don't be embarrassed about having a guess at all. It's absolutely fine. I often say, obviously, if you want to look it up or on one of these search engines or ask your mates, whatever, that's absolutely fine. If you ring in with the answer, doesn't matter how you got it. But I think this particular one, you probably won't be able to look that one up anywhere, but you might very well have worked it out, or a friend of yours might work it out, or a family member. And just ring me up, give me your name and the answer, and if you're right, you will be in the Roll of Honour on the next edition. We've had a few problems with not all listeners receiving their stick with this magazine. If that's you, I'm very sorry about it. Obviously, it's not a particularly sort of vital magazine, but it's one that some people really seem to quite enjoy, and I'm glad you do. Obviously, you're going to be the ones who tell me. I don't think anyone's rang me up and actually said, Foster, I hate that magazine, but you can if you want to, if that's how you feel about it, because it's quite unlike anything else we issue. But if anyone has missed one, certainly the last one, and maybe others, just to fill you in, the important thing that we mentioned was scams. I am aware it's very easy to overdo this and create alarm, which is not what we want to do at all, but there are some very nasty scams out there. The particular one we told you about last time was somebody or an organisation, whatever, purporting to be from Amanda's bank and saying, you know, there's a problem with a transaction on your debit card. To find out more, press any number on your phone. Dear, dear listener, do not ever do that. It's a bad idea. It's almost always going to be a scam. So, and what they obviously want to do is to get your account details. So, no, don't do that. Do what Amanda did, which was, I was going to say she rang the bank. Actually, she couldn't ring the bank because she'd been out all day and it was evening. So I said, okay, just ring the phone section of your bank and see if your accounts are both still operating. And if they are, there's probably no problem. Indeed, they were operating. So there wasn't a problem there. And literally a day or two later, actually, I went in on her behalf and said, you know, is there a problem? We don't think there is. And they said, no, absolutely not, there isn't. And I told them what had happened, and they said, good, don't ever respond to those. Don't ever push a number on your phone. Always do what you've done and check with us or any other organisation that you get a call like that from. So yes, we've had that. That was Amanda's bank. We've also had it purporting to be from Sky about broadband, and purporting to be from Amazon about her Amazon Prime. And we have both had scam emails. We had another one of those just a couple of days ago. And the name on it was the name of one of my customers. So it was a bit strange, because it just said, "Please let me know if you receive this email." That's all it said. And I thought it was a bit odd, but I just did reply to that. And I said, "Yes, I got your email. Storm Floris did affect Aberdeen quite badly, but we're okay. And so, yes, I did get your email." I then received another email saying it didn't have my name on it, and not "Hello, Richard," or anything like that, or "Thanks for letting me know." It was, "Can you do me a favour? I need you to get a gift card." And as soon as I read that, I thought, hang on, this isn't a genuine email, this is a scam. So I did reply to it. Whether I should have done or not, I don't know. I just said, "Sorry, unable to help." And that was it. And since then, I haven't had any more scam emails from that source. Amanda had the same one, obviously with the same name on it, and it is a lady from our church. So we reckon her email had been hacked into. But Amanda immediately recognised the name. And when I came in here and said about a scam, she said, "Oh, you didn't reply to it, did you? It's a scam." So, of course, I told her, I said, "No, it should be all right." I said, I've sussed out now that it is a scam. So, yes, aren't there some devious people around trying to get into your account? It's really just to get your details, if you've got a card, they want your card details, your bank account details, or whatever. So if you get an email that seems a bit suspicious, don't reply to it. And actually, what I should have done was phoned my client and said, "Did you send me an email? I didn't know you were even on email." And of course, she would have said, "No." So yes, it's a pretty horrible world out there at times. Thank yous. I always try to remember to put this on at some point. I'd like to thank everyone in Heathfield who deals with this magazine and gets it out. So my thanks to Mike for handling the stick that I send the magazine on, and for getting it all sorted out so it can be copied onto other sticks and uploaded onto the website. Thank you very much for that, Mike. Thank you to Boyd for getting the magazine out as a podcast. Very grateful to you, and also very grateful to everyone else in the studio who does other things like sorting out the mail, picking up the phone messages, handling the wallets, doing the copying. You are as important to the smooth running of the organisation as everybody else. It's tempting, and I think some people almost say, "Oh, I don't read," so, or anything like that, so I perhaps don't matter so much. Yes, you do. We can't do without you. You are all absolutely vital, and we are very, very grateful. And I, as an individual, am certainly very grateful. And thank you all very much for what you do. August each year, I celebrate. I don't know whether you do, but I celebrate this magazine because the first edition was issued in August 1989. And if you know anything about me and Amanda, then obviously you know we'll have any excuse to celebrate. So yes, so that's something I always do. But of course this year, in the following month, September, we are going to be celebrating 50 years, yes, 50 years of Wealden Talking News, which hasn't always been called that, of course. It was originally Heathfield and District Talking Newspaper Association. I've been Wealden Talking News for some time, and obviously We're very glad that that it's been going for 50 years, and so we will be celebrating that in September, and I'm sure Amanda and I will be just telling you a little bit about that celebration. At this point, I'd like to welcome all our new listeners. We've got listeners now in the Eastbourne area who are now getting news from their area as part of our weekly news offering. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm so sorry that your own local talking newspaper has got to the stage where it could no longer continue, and we will do our very best to be an adequate substitute. And any comments you have, you're very welcome to ring them into the studio, as is anyone who's got a comment. 01435 862 304, or email studio@wealdentalkingnews.org.uk, or you can contact me, and I've already given my contact details a couple of times, so I won't repeat that. But yes, you're very welcome to contact me, as I say, about this magazine or any comments that you might have. And also this month, obviously, I'd like to welcome our worldwide listeners who are getting this podcast. If you speak English and you've accessed this podcast, I hope you find something that you enjoy. You might have gathered this is going to be not quite the kind of magazine that Richard's Roundup usually is, because my wife Amanda is usually on with me at some point. This time she's unable to join us, so this is just a very short magazine with just me on it. But don't worry, it's normally, hopefully, a bit better than that, because when Amanda comes on, apart from anything else, apart from what she says, you'll hear her lovely, warm Scottish accent, which, of course, well, I fell in love with, and then, of course, I met and fell in love with the lady who is now my wife. Yes, so you will be hearing Amanda on future editions, but I do welcome you, and I appreciate, you're probably not going to, if you want to go in for the competition, you're probably not going to want to phone. Obviously, 44 is the UK code. I really don't recommend you do that. You could if you wanted to. Does it cost you anything if you've got a mobile phone? Does it cost you anything to send a text overseas? You could enter that way. Or, of course, you can just enter by email. Whether this particular competition will be one that you'll want to have a go at, well, I don't know. But anyway, you're all very welcome, and it's lovely to have you listening to us. And I hope that you will continue to get us each month, and hopefully in due course build up a relationship with us, and enjoy hopefully some of the stuff anyway on this magazine and on all our other publications. So they're all available now as podcasts, so anywhere in the world you can get us on a podcast, or you can go on the website to get us. It's absolutely fine. So It's very exciting, and I just hope that you're going to enjoy listening to this and anything else from Wealdon Talking News that you try. Normally, the first magazine each year, I put on a bit about myself for the benefit of new listeners, but as we've recently acquired a lot more, I thought possibly I should do it now. So, as you'll gather, my name is Richard Foster. I am totally blind. I was educated in special schools for blind children. And the first one was in Seal, near Sevenoaks in Kent, which was just over 20 miles away from where I lived in Crowborough. Then later on, I went to one in Shrewsbury, a college that was in two bits. It was a school department where I was for 5 years. And then after that, I moved on to the other site, which was 12 miles away, and trained successfully to become a piano tuner and technician. And that is how I earned my living and have absolutely loved it. Well, most of the time I have. You do get fed up if you get loads of horrible instruments. And when you first start, that is all there is. You just get the dross that the other tuners don't want to do. That's just how life works. But eventually, if you stay in the same place for a long time, you build up a clientele of lovely people with lovely pianos. And that's what I've really enjoyed doing. And then in 2018, I left Crowborough in Sussex to move up to be with, as I call her, with Weamanda. So that's what I now do. I am almost retired. I come down and do a few tunings in Sussex, not very many, but just a few, and I do a few tunings in Aberdeen. Same thing, not very many, absolutely love it, but I've done too much continuous work. I don't want to do that now, but hopefully I will be like my tuning instructor, who we're hoping he'll make October when he will be 98, and he's just stopped doing any tuning. The last few years he's only done a little bit, but he's still been tuning, and I know his tuning is still as good as it ever was. And he was an absolute inspiration to me when he was training me to tune, and his colleague Brian Hewitt trained me on the repairs and the technical side, and I'm so grateful to both of them for equipping me for a really enjoyable life. And I haven't become rich, but I've been, you know, adequately remunerated and done something I've thoroughly enjoyed. So I'm very grateful to them. And Eddie Wilkins, who was my tuning instructor, I'm also grateful to him for introducing me to guide dogs, because his was the first guide dog I really got to know well, and he was the first guide dog owner I really got to know well. And that led to 47 years of guide dog ownership. I don't have one now. I don't need one. Now I'm in Aberdeen. And, you know, it just, because of our lifestyle, we're always going away and going to all sorts of places. It wouldn't be the right mobility aid for me now, but it was for many years. And I had some wonderful dogs, and absolutely loved all that. So that's a little bit about me. Maybe I should also say, up to the age of 4 and a half, I could see a little bit. I was taught colours. My parents were so enlightened, because they'd been told, I don't know how long he's going to keep his sight, it'd probably go in due course, which it did at the age of 4 and a half. But they actually did teach me colours, and I do remember what they look like. So if somebody talks about a particular colour, I do, although I can't see anything now, I can sort of visualise it. So I'm really very grateful for that. And I'm very grateful to all the education that I have. I didn't like going to school, but I loved doing the piano tuning course. And I'm very grateful to everyone who had the misfortune to try to teach me. And thank you all very much. And I'm sorry if I was a bit of a nuisance at times, because I probably was, but hey ho, maybe a lot of us were. But I've had a great life, and it's been really great. And I'll be with you again every month. When we get to the beginning of the year, you'll hear all this stuff about me again, and then I'll also, at that point, I'll tell you what equipment I use to make the recordings for this magazine. And that's all I have for you this time, so thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to being back with you for the September edition. Amanda will be with me, so you'll be hearing both of us then, and until then, have a good time if you can, and take every pleasure that's available to you, and just keep smiling through, as they say. It's a good idea to try to do that. It can be challenging at times, but hey-ho, that's just how the world is. And there's so much to be miserable about, I'm afraid. But remember, when you put the news on, or you talk to a lot of people about what's going on in the world, it's always the bad stuff you hear about. There's so much good stuff, and you don't hear about that. You never hear that such and such has helped such and such a person or anything like that. And yet, for many of us, that's what happens all the time when we go out and meet people. And the vast majority of people are really lovely. You never hear about those, but they are out there. And I enjoy meeting them, and I hope you do too. So from me, Richard Foster, until the next edition, all the best and Goodbye.